This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
Another big tax problem predates the fiscal cliff. It's called the alternative minimum tax, and it's also part of the talks on Capitol Hill right now. If nothing is done about it, millions of Americans could face a whopping tax hike next year. Marketplace's David Gura reports from Washington.
The alternative minimum tax has been around in some form or another since the 1960s. Len Berman teaches public policy at Syracuse University.
The alternative minimum tax was put in place to try to make sure that high-income people paid at least some tax.
Back then, there was no limit on how many deductions rich people could take, and because of that, many politicians argued the wealthy weren't paying their fair share. But the AMT has this quirk.
The problem with the alternative minimum tax is that it was never adjusted for inflation.
Unlike other taxes, so every year or two, Congress has adjusted it on a short-term basis, except for this year. And that could affect almost 30 million taxpayers. So why isn't the AMT adjusted for inflation? Dan Shaviro teaches tax law at NYU.
I don't know if people thought it would stick around for as long as it did.
But to link it to inflation today, permanently, would cost the government hundreds of billions of dollars. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.